Good morning and God bless everyone in the name of Jesus Christ. It is Friday, wonderful Friday, January 23rd, 2026. And I just wanted to share my heart with you. This is kind of a personal little thing, but I feel inspired to share this. About, several months ago, I got really blessed with Isaiah 43. And it spoke to me about my wanting laborers, desiring laborers. And when I would read it, I would get really blessed. And so I started to read it on a daily basis as I was envisioning having laborers and walking with God, together with God, laboring together with God in my life. And in the past few days or week or so, actually from the beginning of the year, as God worked in my heart, and before that, really, God was working in my heart to build the vision, write the vision, make it plain for 2026. And there were so many wonderful things that Lawrence shared, for example, in the leaders meeting. Things that Amber shared, Becky shared, Danny shared. Those people in particular were really, really blessed me and helped set the tone for me for 2026 and helped me with my goals and my desires and things that I wanted to write down and solidify in my personal life. They were very inspiring to me. But in looking at this Isaiah 43, and what I had written down one day here this past week, God just really worked in me, and He had me kind of rewrite it and to make it my own, make the heart and the truth from that chapter in the Old Testament, to bring it into my life as a born again believer with Holy Spirit, and in the different ways that we walk with God, because we're not under that particular administration anymore, the administration of the law. You know, we're not under the law anymore. We're under grace, and we walk with that freedom of grace to walk with our Heavenly Father. So I just felt inspired to just share this with you. This reworking of Isaiah 43 to make it my own. And I hope that it really blesses you. So I'm just going to read it. But now this is what the Lord says. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you go through the rivers, they will not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be scorched. The flames will not set you ablaze. Be strong and very courageous, for I am the Lord your God, your Savior and your Father, and I will teach you my ways and lead you wherever you should go in your field that I have given you. Because you are precious and honored in my sight, and because I love you, I have provided for you, and I am the source of all your increase. Do not be afraid, because I am always with you. I am your able and willing Father, whose ears are attentive to you. I have seen your faithful heart and your willingness to labor together with me, and I am well pleased. All your labor is profitable, because you walk righteously with me. Because you have prepared your heart in fertile soil, and because you listen and obey my voice, I have rewarded your faithfulness. I will bring ready laborers to you, my people who have hungered for my truth and my ways, people of integrity just like you. I bring my people to you from the east and gather them from the west. I say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not hold them back. And it is I who makes this happen. I have brought my sons from afar, and my daughters from the ends of the earth, everyone called by my name and created for my glory, whom I have indeed formed, made, and created. And I know you are my faithful witness, my child, and I know you have chosen to serve me and do those things that are pleasing in my sight. I know your desire to prepare your heart, to receive my words, to keep them in your heart and to do them. And I know your great desire to teach, bless, and help my people live my truth. I know that you are not ashamed of me or my son, Jesus Christ. And I know your desire to reconcile men, women, and children to me through him. And I have chosen you so that you may consider and believe me and understand that I am God. Before me, no God was formed, and after me, none will come. I, yes, I am the Lord, and there is no Savior but me. I alone decreed and saved and proclaimed, I and not some foreign God among you. I will show you the lay of your land, and I will cause signs, miracles, and wonders to follow you, and blessings to chase you down and overtake you. And I will transform you and cause you to be great before people, because your heart is to show forth my glory and make me known among people. I have fully equipped and enabled you to minister to my people. You are my witness that I am God. Even from eternity, I am He, and none can deliver out of my hand. When I act, who can reverse it? I open doors that no man can shut, and I close doors that no man can open. And never forget that I am with you and I hear you. Write my vision and make it plain, so that you and all who desire my vision will run to fulfill and proclaim it. Meditate upon the things I give to your heart. The revelation awaits an appointed time. Wait for it. It will certainly come and will not delay. Your life tells my story. So I was really blessed that God inspired me with that and just encouraged me with that, and I hope that those words encourage you and help you to set your vision, the vision that God wants you to have for your year in 2026. I truly believe this is the year of us. We are the believers. We are the upright, righteous people. We are God's people, and He's given us the ministry of reconciliation, of reconciling men, women, and children to Him. And I am so blessed and honored and privileged that God sees fit to put us into the ministry. And we must be vigilant to make sure that we are humble and that we listen to our Heavenly Father and we go forward as He directs. And I know that we have that heart to do that as a body of believers, and we have it as individual people to walk before our Father with integrity. And it's God's gentleness that makes us great, and we are to love people, and we are to see people as God sees them. And God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. And you know something? God so loved the world that He's giving the world us to give to them, because we are the lights of the world. We are in Christ's stead. And so I encourage you to walk forth, to do the things that you know in your heart that God has set before you to do, and to do the things that we have been encouraged to do by our minister, to labor together with God, to speak in tongues much, to honor God with the first fruits of our substance and all of our increase, to do it with heart, to go to God about it, to purpose in our own heart before our God that we are to give, to connect with each other, to connect with God, to connect with our minister, to see the great benefit of doing that, to speak and live by the Spirit of God, to pray for laborers, to visualize our field, to allow God to show us the lay of the land. That's what our lives are all about. These things are what our lives are all about. And God will bless us abundantly. He promises it. He will not let our words fall to the ground when we speak for Him. And He will not be unrighteous to forget our work and labor of love. And so we aren't weary in well-doing, but we go forward with great joy, great expectation, knowing that our Heavenly Father sees what we do and goes before us to clear the path for us and works in our heart to bless us and encourage us and move us forward. And so let's make our confession that. Let's make our confession what God wants us to confess and think the thoughts that are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, and that are of good report. And our lives will be abundantly blessed as a result. God will see to that. So God bless everyone. I love you and thank God for your lives. Have a wonderful day today, a God-blessed day today. It is our greatest day. It is our greatest day today. Love you.